Coming up next, I'm going to tell you why you're not saying the word no enough. And then companies continue to do new things, new benefits to help employees during inflation. I'll tell you what that is, and I'm going to coach you up. It starts right now. Helping you win at work and in life. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. I'm going to tell you why you're not saying no enough. How many of you, come on right now, how many of you, you're going, oh, I need to hear this. Oh my gosh, I got so many plates I'm spinning. I can't keep doing it. Can't help me. I've been there. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to teach from my own journey here because I need to confess something as we launch out in today's show. Let me do it the fun way. Hi, my name's Ken, and I'm a recovering people pleaser. Recovering people pleaser. How do I feel like Nathan, the director, has got a something on the screen happening. Hi, my name's Ken. I could see him moving over towards the keyboard. He's always got something a little snarky going on there, and I love it. Hi, my name's Ken. I'm a recovering people pleaser. This is the core problem here to why you aren't saying no enough. It gets down to this. You're afraid of disappointing someone. Come on. Come on. Let's just all own this together. We're all broken human beings. We're not perfect. And boy, oh boy, those of us people pleasers, boy, we have a real hard time saying no. Because the very act of saying no, even when we know it's right, we feel like we are letting someone down, disappointing someone. Fun fact. Hi, welcome to People Pleasers Anonymous. You're safe here. I get it. I still struggle with this. And I'm just going to tell you point blank. I feel as though if I say no to somebody who asked me to do something, either that's something that could help them, or in some way assist them, and I know I can't do it, I know I shouldn't do it because of other commitments, or maybe I can't do the job they think I can do. I mean, let's just be real here, folks. I feel like, oh man, I'm such a jerk. I don't want them to think I'm a jerk. So I'm going to say yes. Now watch what happens. Okay? When I say yes because I'm worried about being a jerk or letting somebody down, I'm putting myself in a position to actually let them down because I've put too much on my plate. I can't keep doing it. Back to the plate, catching plates falling off the shelf that I opened the show with. Think about that. Catch this plate. Yes. Catch this plate. Yes. Or it's actually, yes, got to catch a plate. Yes, got to catch a plate. Yeah, I got to catch a plate. And at some point, my ability to catch a plate is hindered. What happens when I don't catch the plate? The plate is dropping. It breaks. I've now disappointed the very people that I didn't want to disappoint. It's a trap, is my point. It's a vicious cycle. So the reason that you are not saying no enough, and by the way, this isn't just a professional application. This is personal as well. The reason you're not saying no enough in your life is because you're afraid of disappointing someone. It's all fear. And as a result, you are limiting your growth. When I say yes too much, I am actually stunting, limiting, stopping my growth because I've now lost focus on what I need to be focusing on. I'm focusing on pleasing everybody instead of being who I'm supposed to be. I'm all about pleasing, and I'm not about purpose. Am I stepping on some toes today? Yes, my own. So what do I do? What do I do? I'm going to tell you. But I want you to see several other results that I think can happen beyond stunning your growth. Number one, burnout. Number two, distraction. And number three, you have no priorities. Let me say that again, because this is the destructive side of never saying no. Burnout, distraction, and zero priorities. Yeah, you can't have 50 priorities. Once you get that many priorities, you don't have priorities. What you have is an unsustainable list. What you have is a stress list. Ugh, I look at it. How am I going to do it all? I can't do it all. Help. So I want to set you free to say no. So how do I say no? By knowing what my yeses need to be. So when I know what my yeses are, anything else becomes a no thank you. I'm so sorry. I can't do that. So we got to know our yeses. And when we, and what I mean by yeses is priorities. These are my yeses. Yes to my wife, Stacy. Yes to my three kids. Yes to my job. Yes to my producer, Alex. Yes to my brand leader, Damon. Yes to anybody on my team that is working with me on our overall strategy. If the answer is yes. So I've got some clearly defined yeses. Now, anything that's not in those buckets of yeses are easy no's. Here we go. Give you some ideas what to say yes to for you. What brings you joy personally and professionally? What brings you joy? I'm just trying to keep this real simple so that you can kind of really free flow this. And this is an exercise. I really recommend you writing this stuff down. What brings me joy personally and professionally? Those are my yeses. So if it doesn't bring me joy, hey, watch, it's a no. Number two, what are my priorities? Non-negotiable, what are my priorities? Now, this is very seasonal, so understand the priorities that I had in my personal and professional life 10 years ago are pretty different than they are now. And so understand the joy thing is joy is relationship joy, and then what we call passion and mission in our work. That's joy. They give me joy. So those are priorities. All right, but now we talk about, joy. So now we talk about priorities. This is what has to get done. This is urgent, timely, relevant to my life right now. So I've got some priorities. I might have some health priorities that I had no choice in. If I got high blood pressure, that ought to be a priority. All right, so my life is arranged around priorities. That's the point. And so if it's not a personal professional priority, it's a no. And then what are the things that don't have long-term impact, or what is the long-term goals? So I've got some priorities. So investing. If I want to retire a millionaire, how much money do I need to invest on a monthly basis? See where we're going here? This is a long-term desired future goal. I want to say yes to that. So that means I'm going to say no to things that would wreck my budget as to how much money I'm going to invest a month. It's very simple. So why do we need to say no more? So that we can truly live a life of purpose to be the best that we can be. Coming up, how companies are helping you, the people. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Over 280 million people have been affected by data breaches this year alone. The need for cybersecurity is exploding. Cybersecurity jobs will grow 33% in the next decade. To meet this demand, Bethel School of Technology has launched a program in cybersecurity. Bethel School of Tech's online boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training with the highest chances of post-school employment. And they do it at a fraction of the cost in a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you win at work and in life. A man of the people. Why do I call myself a man of the people? Because I believe, number one, that you are uniquely made, and thus you have a unique role in your work, not just in your relationships, but in your professional life, that you are supposed to fill. In other words, there are people out there that you could uniquely impact, and if you don't, you're doing them a disservice. In fact, this idea of working on purpose and discovering that unique role in the dream job, it's not about us. It's about others. So that's one reason I'm a man of the people. I see and believe you, that you're special, that you have something that you are created to do. Secondly, I devote my professional life to helping you figure out what that is. And then once you know what it is, getting in and winning. More money, baby. More meaning. That makes me a man of the people. If you don't like it, go find another show. How could you not like me fighting for you? How could you not? That's what I'm here for. We're taking on horrible bossery. We're taking on bad strategies, bad marketing messages that are distracting you. We're taking on your past, your pain that has given you a false narrative that you've lived with, think that you don't matter, that you don't have something to offer this world. We're taking it all on. We're helping you with the crossroads decisions. That's the coaching element of our show. That's coming up in a little bit. We always coach a little bit each show. If you want to be coached up, 844-747-2577. All right. In my never-ending quest to inform you folks, let's get to it. Two really interesting stories in the news. All right. Is there a bigger issue facing all of us today than the absolute ridiculous gas prices? Inflation. It's a word we learned about probably in the fifth grade, but let's be honest, we didn't pay attention to it. I know I didn't. Inflation, stagflation, all this kind of stuff. What's that mean? Let me tell you what it means. Higher gas prices, more expensive groceries. Joe wants me to point out combo meals are more. Everything is more expensive. It's crazy. I didn't tell the team this. I was in LA last week doing media, and I'm a sucker for the airport snacks, right? Especially on a cross-country flight. So Amanda's kind of my foodie buddy. So Amanda, you'll appreciate this. I was walking to my gate and I saw one of those fancy stores, not your drugstore types or your bookstore with your Starbursts and your, you know, your whatever. This was like a confection, you know, like a chocolate treats, and it's all made fresh, and you know what I'm talking about. It's like your Kilwins offering. So I thought, oh, there's lots of chocolate. I see dark chocolate. I see caramel. I see white chocolate. I see caramel apples. I mean, it was like this. Psst. You know what I mean? Hey, Ken, come over here. So I was like, oh, this would be great. I think I'd like some, you know, some little high, something a little nicer, you know, fresh treats. Chocolate-covered nuts, anything like that, I'm in. So long story short, it's already long. I walked in, and I found me some white chocolate-covered turtle-type treats. Are you ready for this, Amanda? I was ready to buy them. But I thought, I better look at the price tag. All right, listen, bag about this big, you know, a little taller, but I mean, there was about this much white turtle chocolate goodness in there. And the price, $18.
That's about right.
I was like, that's insane. It's like $2.50 a treat, $3 a treat. Wasn't even like, I got to tell you, that's inflation. Everything's more expensive, and it's crushing commuters. People that are back to work, think about gas prices. So let's unpack this. A recent survey by Korn Ferry, which is a management consultancy, finds that commuting is the number one dreaded thing for workers right now. They have to go back to the office. They're back. And the sticker shock at the pump has Americans hesitant to hit the road. And so some employers are creating new perks to get them where they need to go. The average price of gas in the grass. Freudian slip. The average price of gas in the U.S. hit a record $4.33 on March 11th, up from $2.87 a year ago. This according to AAA. And so you've got companies like Lyft and Uber. As I said, I was in L.A. I used Uber everywhere I go. These Uber drivers, think about how much it's costing them to do their job. So Lyft and Uber have sought to help by adding on as much as 55 cents per ride to help out with gas. In Salt Lake City, Danny Holmgren is the co-founder of a healthcare company called Home Clinics, recently gave gas and Walmart gift cards to his 15 employees who travel to patients' homes to provide care. It's a really nice perk. Juan Pablo Gonzalez, a senior client partner at Korn Ferry, says that an incentive can be as simple as ordering lunch for employees when they're in the office or offering them the flexibility to frequently work from home. So when a company can do these kind of things to try to help ease the pain at the pump, that's a wonderful, wonderful culture play. And I highlight that to say, look, you know, this isn't complex stuff here, but this is real. And we know for a fact that when people get a pay raise and then you have this kind of sticker shock going on, they're struggling. Many people living paycheck to paycheck. So what can you do? You want to keep people? You want to retain them? Understand that that paycheck that you provide them for services rendered in their work, it doesn't go as far. Now, just a real quick encouragement and then to the next story. I think there are, I'm not going to do a political rant on this, but I will tell you folks, I understand economics. I just do. It's not actually as difficult as it sounds. Supply, demand, large portion of the problem we're dealing with. And there are times in our economic history in the United States where we've seen political policies affect inflation. But sometimes you have these crazy things that happen, like a pandemic, that set into motion a lot of things that are driving this inflation. So regardless of your politics, my point is, this is going to cycle out. Batten down the hatches, get tight on your budget, do what you need to do to get through the inflation. I'm not a sky is falling guy. It's going to be okay. All right, next story. Outlier.org is an organization that provides different types of education, college degree level education, but also at a very affordable price. I have no idea why I'm coughing so much. For our listening audience, they're not seeing anything. The viewing audience is watching me hack to death over here. So a quick sip here. All right. So Amazon, because they can do it, I know they're the big giant, but this is another great perk. They are partnering with Outlier.org to educate for free, because Amazon is partnering with Outlier, paying for it. And we see Target do this. Walmart's doing this. This is a great perk, helping people get trained. And I think when we can do this as companies, continuing education, by the way, doesn't always have to be a college degree. Certifications, things of that nature, and Outlier, this organization, provides all of that. Traditional college courses and credits, and then, of course, you know, certifications, skill sets, and they're calling it upskilling. And to the extent that a small business, medium-sized business, or large business can afford to supplement or completely pay for upskilling opportunities, I think there's a natural fear from leaders to go, if I do this, they're going to leave me. And I actually don't think that's the case. If you're upskilling them into a position that you have for them to keep them, retain them, and grow them within your company. Coming up, your coaching calls. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. If you are in the job search right now, you are experiencing, I'm telling you, I know this, we all do. What is this wee business? I haven't searched for a job in 25 years. I don't know what I'm saying. Those of you that are out there searching, it is full of anxiety, rejection, frustration. You know, it's just a yucky process. That's why I endorse ZipRecruiter, number one job site in America. It's free to you because companies pay them for you, the talent. And here's why I endorse them, beyond it being free and effective. It's super, super enjoyable and easy for you. One click on a profile, get it all set up, and they will send you jobs that they think are a fit for you. You can apply with one click. And oh, by the way, when that's not happening, know that you're going about your day and they're out there searching for great gigs that might be a fit for you. And then you've got a filter. Is it on purpose? Does it allow me to spend 75% or more of my day using what I do best, my talent, to do work I love, passion, to produce results that matter to me, mission? That is your filter. And that's how you can know if this is a sweet spot gig for you. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Okay. Mantis Cyber XVS1. Worst chat name ever. Yeah, I mean, that's what you came up with? Have a little fun, though. It's okay. You be you. Says, Ken, you put too much pressure on these callers when you ask that question. No, I'm not putting too much pressure. You know why? Because when I ask a caller, anybody that ever calls the show, and they're kind of going, I don't know. And I say, what would you do? What's an idea that you've had? You've wondered about if there was no risk, or what are you really good at? What if I interviewed everybody that you know? What would they say? And they, yeah, am I putting them on the spot? Yes. But I'm actually not putting them under pressure. What I am doing is forcing their brain to actually work. And then by putting a little pressure on them, here's what I know happens every time I ask that question. No matter what the caller says on the other end, here's what I know is happening. They have visually, their brain has already given them an answer, but there's something going on. Watch this. There's something going on in their head and heart, fear, doubt, pride, where they're afraid to say what they're thinking. But here's what I can tell you. Every time I do that to a caller, they have visually come up with an answer in their head. Their brain is a supercomputer. They'll go, well, I don't know. I say, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Say what you're thinking right now. When I said that, you thought of something, now say it. And so what I'm doing is making them speak what they're thinking. Folks, one of the greatest ways we paralyze ourselves is we are afraid to share our thoughts and feelings. When we get them out, now they transform us, because I might be thinking something, and when I get it out and I share it, somebody may go, well, that's ridiculous. When somebody says, Ken, I don't know what I'm talented at, I go, that's total horse crap. Because if I went and talked to people that know you and you said that in front of them, they'd roll their eyes and they'd laugh. And I'd say, why are you rolling your eyes and laughing? We have some people watching in the lobby today. And when I said that about we don't share our thoughts and feelings, some dude tapped his wife on the leg. I thought, boy, he's going to get in trouble later. But I saw it. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. We internalize our thoughts and we don't share them. And as a result, nothing ever happens. So I put people on the spot to get them to verbalize their thoughts and feelings, because when they do that, now we have some progress. But if stuff stays in here and we allow our brain to override our heart, we stay stuck. This I know. That is indisputable. So I'm explaining why I do that, because some of you need that in your life. This is coaching session here. I'm going to coach you. You call this program. I'm not going to just pacify you. We're going to coach you up. Alex is next, Orlando, Florida. Alex, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I am from Florida. I just recently moved from Miami to Orlando about 3 months ago. And I just recently found out I'm getting laid off from UPS after being working with them for 11 years.
Oh, man. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, man. So it's just like I'm just trying to figure everything out and stuff. So
how can I help you? You know,
I've been working for them for 11 years and just trying to figure out what's next. Not that long ago, I was already mentally like checked out already. Like I wasn't happy. I don't want to be there. But you know, I just, you know, I'm 31 years old, and I'm kind of like, I don't know what I want to do or where I want to go. And you know, it's taken me all these years, and today I still don't really know what I'm good at or what I'm supposed to do or what is my purpose in life. You all know, right. And I'm just trying to figure it out. So I'm like, my friends tell me like I'm all over the place.
Yeah, that's okay. Did you hear that rant I just went on while you were on hold?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you better be ready. But let's first talk about tactics. You've been laid off. When is your last paycheck? And then what financially do we, let's talk about first and foremost, short term. Are you financially in a place where you have to get another gig really quickly?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Okay. So right now, I want to focus on the short term. Short term is incredibly important here when we've been laid off. That's a traumatic thing that's just happened to you. It's trauma. I'm not overstating that. It is a form of rejection. It is extremely personal. It hurts, and that's real. So number one, we've got to acknowledge that we've been hurt. Number two, we have to then say, while acknowledging that and dealing with that, I've got to move on quickly because I need a paycheck. So the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is let's go get another job, call it day job, that allows me to make the same amount of money I've been making or a little bit more, and this is going to give us a bridge to the future. It is all about stability. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you got to go drive for FedEx or drive for anybody else, because let me tell you what I do know. I'm looking at this economy. I'm looking at jobs. One of the top holes in the job economy right now where companies need people are drivers. The supply chain is hemorrhaging. You've got 11 years driving for the big brown truck. That's impressive. Yes or no?
Well, no, I wasn't a driver.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. No. I don't know where I made that jump. But let me tell you this. You can drive, can't you?
Yes.
Go get a job. What were you doing for UPS?
Business development. Sales operations.
Sales operations. Great. How many sales operation jobs are open in Orlando, Florida right now? That's your homework assignment. You need to know. Take your current job description for UPS and then overlay it. I apologize. For some reason, I thought I heard you say you were driving for them. The point is, you have a job description right now at UPS and 11 years of doing a good job. Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Not the answer I was looking for.
I'm fairly new in the business development side. So.
Okay, but what did you do for 11 years that you can rely on right now to say, I've got a lot of experience doing this for UPS? What is that?
Customer service.
Okay, great. Here's my point. Here's your homework assignment. We got to go get a job right now.
Right.
It's my full-time focus. So I take all of my experience, look at all your job descriptions over your 11 years as UPS, and now you have qualifications, you have skills, and you have experience. Dude, you need to have some confidence right now that you've got something to offer because you do. Go get that job. Now, here's what I'm going to give you. My Get Clear Career Assessment. I'm going to give you a link, a code, take it free. Over 20,000 people have taken it. It is going to open you up and let you see yourself in a way you've never seen yourself before. It's going to show you what you do best, your top talents. It's going to show you the kind of work you love, top passions. It's going to show you what motivates you. What results do you want to create in this world? Take the assessment, please. When you get your purpose statement and your detailed report on your talents and passions and mission, then I want you to treat that purpose statement as a high-level job description, and it's going to show you multiple types of work that will give you meaning and also allow you to make a lot of money. I'm also going to give you my best-selling book, From Paycheck to Purpose, which is going to guide you to the mountain. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Everyday Millionaires.
Ordinary people built extraordinary wealth. and you can too. On Everyday Millionaires, you'll learn how millionaires live on less than they make, avoid debt, invest, and are disciplined and responsible. Listen to Everyday Millionaires wherever you listen to podcasts.